Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. In this season of thanksgiving, let us all enter that holy place. There's only covenant in the holy temple.
当然，很多弟兄姊妹也晓得有施恩座。
But some brothers and sisters may also be aware that there's the throne of grace.
但是这个施恩座不是一个独立的。
But we know the throne is not there by itself.
施恩座本身就是约柜的顶或者约柜的盖。
That throne is actually the top or the lid of the covenant.
而且在这约柜之中就是上帝的十条诫命。
And also inside you're going to see the Ten Commandments from God.
所以今天当我们分享圣约与感恩的时候。
So today when I'm about to share the covenant and gratitude.
我们就特别从这十条诫命分享。
I will start with sharing the Ten Commandments.
让我们晓得主耶稣基督如何作为圣约的中保
？So that we may understand how Jesus Christ becomes a mediator of the covenant.
为我们成全了上帝的律法。
Who has fulfilled the laws of God?
所以他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
So he has made a new way for us.
使我们每个人都能够进入这至圣所。
That each one of us can enter the holy place.
来到他的施恩宝座面前。
Comes before the throne of his grace.
得恩惠，得连续，得随时的帮助。
Receive grace, mercy, and help.
所以今天我们靠着主的恩典，就聚焦在圣约与感恩上。
As with God's grace, let's focus on the covenant and gratitude.
下面我们就宣读十条诫命，我读中文，天一弟兄为大家读英文。
We're going to read the Ten Commandments.
上帝吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华，你的上帝，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了我以外，你不可有别的上帝，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物。不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的上帝是忌邪的上帝，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。不可妄称耶和华你上帝的名，因为妄称耶和华的名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工。但第七日是向耶和华你上帝当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福于安息日，定为圣日。当孝敬父母，使你的日子。在耶和华你上帝所赐你的地上得以长久，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证陷害人，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
So, the Ten Commandments quoted from Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 17. And God spoke all these words, saying,I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor,and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that your neighbor's. Let's bow our heads together to seek the enlightenment of God.
天父上帝, 你的众儿女都在你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, all your children are before you.
让我们从外院进入你的内院。
Let's enter from the outer house into your inner place.
让我们从内院进入你的圣所。
From the inner place into the holy temple.
让我们从圣所进入你的至圣所。
From the holy into the most holy.
让我们每个人都能够因着耶稣基督的救赎来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Let each one of us come before the throne of your grace.
主，求你向我们显现。
Because Jesus' salvation, Lord, revealed to us.
光照我们。
Also, shine the light upon us.
怜悯我们, 赐福我们。
Have mercy on us and bless us.
好让我们知道如何真正过感恩的生活。
That we may truly know how to live a life with full of gratitude.
祷告祈求感恩, 奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. 所以在这感恩的季节, 当我们讲到圣约, 特别是讲到十条诫命, 好像是非常的严肃和沉重。
Brothers and sisters, in this season of Thanksgiving, it is quite a serious topic when we talk about the covenant. So typically, during the season of Thanksgiving, we sing songs, people dance, or even eat turkeys to celebrate. And these are good and all manifestations of gratitude. But in the Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ actually told us, if you love me, obey my commandment. And the commandment is not in a singular form, but it's commandments in plural.
所以我们能够读懂英文，有英文的圣经也是格外蒙福。
So it's also a blessing that we can read the English Bible. Because in Chinese, that sounds more like a singular word. It's like a one commandment. But now in the modern Chinese translation, it's translated, if you love me, obey all my commandments. So if we truly love Jesus, if we truly have the heart of gratitude, if we truly live a life with thanksgiving, that true life of thanksgiving be reflected. There are actually two hallmarks of the Christian life of thanksgiving. One is to act justly. One is to do good. The second is to pray. So either to act in goodness or to pray. How do I know my acts are good? How do I know I pray in the will of God? And therefore, both topics actually have something to do with the standard. So it doesn't matter how the Westminster Confession
还是海德堡教理问答
or the Heidelberg Catechism.
我们宗教改革的这些先驱们一直本于圣经，靠着圣灵的感动向我们强调。
So these forerunners Reformation tried their best to review the truths based on the biblical revelation.
善行当然是出于真信心，合乎上帝的律法，为荣耀上帝而行。
The goodness or kindness comes from the true faith, according to God's standard.
当我们祷告，愿你的旨意将行在地上，如同行在天上。
So when we pray, may your will be done on earth as in heaven.
这个旨意呢，是指向上帝在其律法中显明的旨意。
And this will we're referring to is really the will that God has revealed through His laws.
因为我们的祷告不是要窥探上帝隐秘的旨意。
Because our prayer is not to seek, some mystified will of God.
因为上帝隐秘的旨意本身就是属于上帝本身的。
Because the will in secret actually.Relies within God.
所以上帝显明的旨意当然也是以十诫为总数的上帝的道德律。
But the will of God that revealed to us is summarized in the Ten Commandments.
所以很多人祷告的时候也找不到标准，找不到方向。
So quite often when we pray, we can't find the right direction to pray or the standard. How
we should pray.
How am I going to pray in God's own will? How do I know if my prayers are even in alignment with God's will?
So in the 箴言书二十八章第九节有一节经文。
So in Proverb 28,
第九节
verse 9,
这节经文就讲说，转而不听律法的，他的祈祷也未可治。
So Proverbs 28 verse 9 says, "He that turn away his ears from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination."
如果我们不听上帝的话
，If we do not listen to God's words，
尤其是不听上帝的诫命
，Especially when we do not listen to His commandments，
我们说是爱上帝。
When we say we love God,
我们说是爱主爱神
or even love the Lord or love people, love God,
我们不过是自欺欺人
we're just deceiving ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，在感恩的生活中，不管讲到善行还是讲到祷告，善之为善，寻求神的旨意，其标准都是上帝所显明的律法。
So brothers and sisters, in this season of Thanksgiving, when we talk about the good deeds,or praying his will, and everything can be summarized really in God's laws, the Ten Commandments.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天很多人，尤其是我们改革中的，我们更多的是注重律法本身。
But for the churches that believe, that rely on reform, the theology, we emphasize a lot on the laws.
但是关键不是我们强调守律法、行律法。
But the key is not just to emphasize.That we should abide by the law, fulfill the laws.
关键是我们有三个方面。
There are actually three other important points.
我们不是一般的守律法。
Not only we want to abide by the laws.
是耶和华的律法全备。
We want to abide by the laws of God Jehovah and His authority.
第二个，我们不是靠行律法成义。
Secondly, we're not justified by.Doing good deeds.
是因为耶稣基督已经作为中保为我们成全了律法。
We're justified because Jesus, who has fulfilled the laws and now become the mediator.
第三个，哪怕我们重生得救的人，也不是靠我们属血气的力量来遵行上帝的律法。
But lastly, even for those who are reborn, we do not just fulfill the law based on our flesh courage.
我们是靠着那加添我们力量的，也就是住在我们心中的圣灵，我们凡事都能做。
And we, everything is possible, with, in us because, the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要仅仅盯着守律法或者是律法的字句不放。
Therefore, let's not just focus on the text, of the laws.
让我们切切实实的。晓得律法是蓄谋的师傅，
Let us know that the laws are instructors, the teachers for us to come before God. Let us know the origin of the laws and the essence of the laws and the fulfillment of the laws. So we know laws are originated from God. And ultimately, the laws also points to God, Jesus Christ.
两个方面, 第一个, 耶稣基督本来, 他就是道路, 真理和生命。
We know Jesus Christ is the way, the hope.
他本来就是太初有道之道。
And in the beginning, he was there, he was the Word.
所以律法作为道, 作为上帝的圣言, 他有他的终极性和位格性。
So laws are God's word. It has all these beings. Secondly, how to fulfill the law. So when we talk about the fulfillment of the law, not only the justification, but also the sanctification of the law.
So in the 诚意上, 耶稣基督在十字架上说, 成了。
When Jesus died on the cross and said, accomplished or finished, that meant Jesus fulfilled the law for us. But also we can hear the voice from the Holy Spirit, finished. And Jesus, I have fulfilled everything. So the fulfillment of the law is through Jesus Christ. Ultimately the fulfillment, the renewal of our hearts is all the work through Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹,今天当我们讲到圣约与感恩的时候,
So brothers and sisters, when we talk about, once again, the covenant, and gratitude. Let's just turn our attention to God Himself. Let's once and again remember how Jesus Christ came down in the form of man, died for our sin, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, how he fulfilled the law. Let us just touch our chest and ask ourselves, do we really have the Spirit of God? Are we being motivated or feeling the existence of God, or everything comes from our flesh? So there are four points I would like to share with everybody. So first, let's touch upon the topic on redemption and covenant. So what's the relationship between redemption and covenant? So most evangelical churches will teach believers that as long as you believe Jesus Christ, you will be in heaven one day. We know that with God's grace, even sometimes when our belief is not accurate, we're still being redeemed and saved.
但是我们一定要知道，当初上帝造亚当的时候，就与他立生命之约。But
we know even at his very beginning, when God created Adam, he actually had a covenant of life with him.
所以在著名的威斯敏的小教里面，那舍维农讲到上帝当初对受造的人有什么特别的护理，就特别讲到上帝创造了人，就与他立生命之约，以完全的顺服为条件，并用死亡为刑罚，禁止他吃分别善恶树上的。
So this is why in the question number 12 of the short catechism, when it talks about what provision God has to provide it to those who who were created, the answer is God created man and also had a covenant of life that relies on the total submission of man, but the punishment will be death, which prohibits man from eating the fruits on the tree of good and evil.
所以改教领袖加尔文总结说，上帝与他的仆人们常立的约是什么呢？我要做你们的上帝，你们要做我的子民。
So it's just like the leader of Reformation, John Calvin, he summarized that, what covenant does God have with his servants? And that can be summarized as I or God will be our God and we will be his people.
当然从整个圣经的启示来看,
so from the universal revelation based on the Bible,
我要做你们的上帝, 这本身就是福音的应许, 本身就是福音的经义。
So I am your God, that is in fact the promise of the gospel.
当我们真正信主信耶稣的时候, 而上帝成为我们的上帝, 我们成为上帝的儿女。
So when we believe and accept Christ, the God becomes our God and we become his people and children.
当上帝成为我们的上帝的时候，我们的责任，我们的本分是什么呢？我们要做上帝的什么？子民。
So when we have this God, and what will be required from us, that is very simple, to become his people.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就知道圣经上讲确入亚当违约啊，亚当不仅是违背了律法，而是违背了上帝与他设立的生命什么之约的。
So from the scripture, we know that not only Adam actually breached the law, broke the law, he actually breached that covenant of life with God.
所以在亚当里，我们都成为被约违约的人。
So in Adam, all of us become the fallen people who breach that covenant.
甚至讲得更深，我们违背了上帝与我们所立的约，我们就与死亡立约，与阴间立约，与撒旦立约。
Well, to be more in depth, because we breach the covenant with God, we now establish a new covenant with death.
所以当伊甸园里亚当夏娃不按照上帝的吩咐，却去吃那个禁果的时候，其实他听从的是魔鬼的谎言。
So in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve did not abide by what God told them, instead they listened to the devil, and they actually now follow Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹，不光是亚当，也包括以色列人，在历史上屡屡违背上帝的圣约。
Now also not only Adam, but also the Israelites repetitively rebelled against the God and breached the covenant.
所以当上帝指责他们的时候，不是一般性的指责他们犯罪，而是指责他们背约。
So when God rebuked them, not only he accused them from, doing things evil, but mainly for them not honoring that covenant.
虽然以色列人背约。
So even though the Israelites breached the covenant,
上帝却不会废除他自己的约。
God himself is not going to revoke that covenant.
你不能够因为你违背美国的法律。
It's just like using analogy. When you, when you break the laws here in the U.S.,
那美国的法律是不动的，是不变的。
The laws will remain the same.
你就会受到有关警察、法院的追逃、起诉和审判。
But you're going to be charged, prosecuted, and even punished by the law.
所以堕落就是违背上帝的圣约。
Therefore, falling into sin is actually the breach of the covenant with God.
救赎就是上帝借着耶稣基督与我们立新约。
But redemption is the process of making a new covenant through Jesus Christ.
所以当我们举行圣餐的时候，耶稣基督就特别吩咐我们，这血是我流出的，与你们立什么新约。
This is why when we take the Holy Communion and we remember the scripture, Jesus says, this is my blood shed for you, the symbol of the new covenant.
这个新约不是说耶稣基督是一个新的上帝，耶稣基督是昔在、今在、永在不变的上帝。
So this new covenant is not saying that Jesus Christ is a new God. We know he is there, he was there, he will be there forever.
这个新约不是说上帝的律法就废除了，成就了，因为律法安定在天，永不改变。
And also this new covenant does not mean that the covenant of the laws are forever abandoned. We know they're there forever.
这个新约的精义是什么呢？
Then what is the essence of the new covenant?
就是通过耶稣基督的救赎。
The essence really is through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里成为一个新造的人。
That we may become a new being in Jesus Christ.
啊，不仅我们的罪债得到赦免。
Not only our sins are forgiven,
而是圣灵重新把神的律法刻在我们的什么新版上。
But now Holy Spirit inscribed the words of God, the laws of God in our hearts.
所以不管在旧约圣经的耶利米书中，还是新约圣经中的希伯来书中，都有同样的经文。
So in both the Old Testament, like in the book of Jeremiah or the Hebrews in the New Testament, there are similar scriptures.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里边，写在他们心上，我要做他们的上帝，他们要做我的子民。
So in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, it says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by hands to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. So we know God remains the same. His laws are never abandoned. But Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. So not only the Holy Spirit inscribed the laws on the tablet of stone, now inscribed on our hearts, that our submission becomes internally, becomes with willingness, that we are willing to submit ourselves to God with love.
这就是十条诫命中本身所说的爱我守我诫命。
This is why, in the Ten Commandments, it can be summarized the ones who love me and obey my commandments.
这就是耶稣基督所说的，你们如果爱我，就必守我的诸般命令。
And this is also why Jesus emphasized that if you love me, obey my commandments.
所以弟兄姊妹，救赎直接与圣约有关。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that salvation is directly related to the covenant.
堕落就是因为亚当被约。
Falling is because Adam broke the covenant.
耶稣基督的救赎就是他通过流血与我们立什么新约。
The redemption of Jesus Christ is actually through his shedding blood and then also establishing a new covenant with us.
圣灵的工作就是把神的约法刻在我们的心板上。
Then the work of the Holy Spirit is to inscribe the new covenant, the God's laws in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，第二点我们就讲到圣约与律法的关系。
So brothers and sisters, the second point I would like to share is really to illustrate the relationship between covenant and the law.
圣约所显明的是上帝与我们之间相疏相爱的关系。
So the covenant is describing the relationship between God and us to love each other.
上帝的律法就是上帝与我们立约的具体的标准。
Then the laws are really the standards of such a covenant.
自由派神学特别注重讲上帝与人的关系。
So the liberal theology emphasizes a lot about the relationship between God and man.
但是他们特别讨厌上帝的律法。
But liberal theology dislike God's laws.
上帝说不可偷窃。
When the Ten Commandments says, you shall not steal.
他们就通过高税收。
they came up with high taxation.
他们就通过直接的没收别人的财产。
That directly confiscate your property.
他们就通过所谓的强盗式的到商店里零元购，拿着东西不付钱。
And this is all or through just go directly into the stores and take whatever you need without paying.
他们都打着自由的平等的旗号进行。
This is in the name of in the name of liberty and equity.
所以圣经中向我们显明的关系啊，不是一个自我放纵啊，无法无天的关系。
So this relationship reviewed from the scripture is not the one that is self-indulging.
这个关系有一个圣约的框架。
It's actually under the frame of the holy covenant.
严格的讲，这个关系不仅仅有上帝的应许。
So not only this relationship bears the promise of God.
我们也有我们向上帝所做出的庄严的承诺。
It also bears that solemn promise we had in front of God.
在我们中文中就比较难以翻译，比如 God make a promise to us. 上帝向我们应许。
God makes a promise for us.
We also make our promise to God. 我们不能说我们向上帝应许。
We also make a promise to God, but this expression sounds a little strange because we can't really make a promise to God.
在英文中其实是一个词。
So in English, it's the same way of expressing it.
在中文中我们就只能够翻译我们向上帝承诺。
But in Chinese, it's more like, I promise to God that I'm going to keep my words.
是，所以我们就在受洗的时候，我们在参加主日教会的时候，哎，我们庄严的立约，我们也要承诺，哎，参加教会，啊，来这个啊，一起保持教会的合一。
So when you come get baptized in GCC, one thing you're going to do is in front of the congregation is to promise that you will keep this promise.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论如何，你就知道这个约柜中。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that in the Ark of Covenant, that you will find the tablet of stones with the Ten Commandments. Quite unfortunately, sometimes we come to the church or you come to the holy place, you don't really want the Ark of Covenant. You don't want the Ten Commandments. But we know all scriptures are God's revelation. But what is the most conspicuous scripture?
We can see four aspects.
And we can see like from four aspects.
当上帝创造亚当夏娃的时候，上帝就把他的律法，也就是以十诫为总数的道德法则，刻在人心人性之中。
When God created Adam and Eve, He actually put His laws into their hearts, like in humanity.
可当上帝借着摩西与以色列人立约的时候，那摩西上山，上帝是亲自用他的手指。把十条诫命刻在什么石板上
？So when God called Moses to come, to come up to receive the Ten Commandments, he actually used his fingers inscribed the Ten Commandments on the tablet of stone.
所以我们就看到，在耶稣基督的救赎中，圣灵亲自把这个十条诫命，也就是上帝的约法，刻在我们的心板上。
And then, in Jesus' salvation, and when the Holy Spirit inscribed the words, the laws actually unto our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，当世界末日上帝借着耶稣基督审判整个世界、审判所有人的时候，出现的是什么呢
？Then at the end of the world on the judgment day,
有的人说一定是罗马书。
And what will appear? And some of you may guess, well, it'll be something described in the book of Romans.
或者是约翰福音，因为我喜欢。
The Gospel of John, because I really like that book. But we know in Revelation chapter 15, verse 5.
时候我看见在天上那存法柜的殿开了。It
says, after this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened.
所以最终上帝见到耶稣基督施行审判的时候，乃是按照法柜、约柜、其中的十条诫命的道德力来审判整个世界。So
we know at the end of the day, when God judges people, He's going to use the Ten Commandments found in the Ark of Covenant to judge people.
因为在雅各书第二章的十二节也明确地讲。
Because in the book of James, chapter 2.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判。
It actually talks about if you like to judge other people based on the laws, then you should act accordingly.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就看到在圣约和律法的关系中，这个律法是，尤其是十条诫命，是出于从创造之初，在救赎历史过程中，在圣灵的降临，在上帝借着耶稣基督审判全世界，在这整个。
So we know that the laws are that important, no matter from the beginning when God created Adam and Eve, or when He established the covenant with Moses, or when Jesus stepped in the new covenant, or when Jesus is going to judge all men on God's behalf.
So, 著名的清教徒就讲到律法和福音的关系。
Therefore, when the Puritans talk about the relationship between the laws and the gospel, first we want to preach God's laws. Because the laws are instructors. The laws are the teachers that will bring us to God. But, well, obviously, we should spread the gospel. Because without Jesus' salvation, the laws will only reveal the sins and lead to death. But when we share the gospel and bring people to God, we would also like to share the laws with them. So that the believers, as Jesus instructed, if we love Him, we will obey His laws. So, brothers and sisters, I have studied the relationship between the laws and this gospel for about 20 years. The first 7 years, I traversed the entire country of China spreading gospel. I did not talk anything related to the laws. And later on, I tried to strike a balance between the law and the gospel. But finally, I realized not only the laws and the gospel are equal, but they are in harmony.
In harmony. 第一个,
first of all, both the laws and gospels are God's words.
第二个,
secondly, both of them are the words of salvation.
第三个,
lastly, the law actually also takes the effect of spreading the gospel. Therefore, laws are the teachers that will bring us to God.
第二个，然后福音也不是要废除律法。保罗说，我们是废掉律法吗？是坚固律法。
But on the other hand, gospel is not really to abandon the law, but rather to strengthen, to fulfill the law.
所以我们从律法到福音，从福音到律法，神的话是什么？是圆的，是合在一起的，不是只要一部分，也不是彼此什么对立的，而是圆的、合的、和谐的。So
you see, from the laws to the gospel, from gospel back to the law, it's kind of like a closed circle that is in harmony.
求圣灵来开我们的眼睛，使我们更多的认识到。 律法和福音都是从上帝一个源泉里冒出来的，同样的圣言，同样的蒙恩之道。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes so that we may see both the laws and the gospels are springed from God.
当然，律法和福音也有不同。
We obviously also know there are distinctions between the law and the gospel.
律法更多的是显明我们顺服上帝的标准。
The law provides us a standard how to obey God.
福音更多的是显明耶稣基督已经为我们做成的他对律法的顺服。
But gospel, on the other hand, reveals more the fulfillment of Jesus Christ who satisfied all God's law.
但是无论如何，当我们讲到第三点，律法与顺服的时候
，And next, let's go over the relationship between law and obedience.
我们就看到在约翰一书第五章二到三节，也就是主耶稣所爱的门徒，他说什么呢
？So if we talk about the First John chapter 5 verse 2 to 3, when talks about the disciple he loves，
我们若爱上帝，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱上帝的儿女。我们遵守上帝的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
It says like if we love, if we love him, obey his commandment, and therefore they will know we are children of God. And if we obey his commandment, this is the way how we love him. It's also his commandments are not hard.
真正的爱总是有真正的顺服。
So the true love comes with true surrenderness.
真正的顺服总是有界限和标准的。
And the true submission, the surrenderness actually does have a boundary.
夫妻两个说：“哎呀，我爱你，我爱你啊！”这个一生一世彼此相爱。
So when a couple talks about "I love you, you love me" for the rest of our life，
啊，然后出轨了、乱伦了，各个方面的，哎呦，违背这个爱了。
But they can do all sorts of things to break the boundary of love。
就说我爱你，我爱你，但是我也爱别人。
When you say "I love you, but I also love someone else"。
都可以打着同样打着爱的旗号来进行吗
？You can also, in the name of love, do all these things.
啊，我们可以说，因为我爱你的缘故，所以我就把你杀了。
Can you say that because I love you, therefore I'm going to kill you?
因为我觉得你活得太委屈、太痛苦了。
The reason I want to kill you is because I feel you're living in miserable. Therefore, I want to kill you.
所以今天的爱之所以泛滥，就是因为跟着感觉走。
And this is why today love is the term of the word of love is being abused because people go with how they feel.
根据我们的利益走。
People go with how their interests.
根据社会的习惯走。
And go with how the society is going.
但是唯独不是按照上帝的心意中的圣洁的诫命去彼此什么相爱。
By contrast, people are not loving each other based on God's commandments.
所以在著名的威斯敏特小教典文章中明确强调我们顺服上帝的标准就是顺服上帝以十诫为总数的道德法则。
And this is also why in the Westminster Short Catechism, it summarized the, everything that the way how we surrender ourselves, submit or obey God is really summarized in the Ten Commandments.
有的弟兄姊妹说哎呀王牧师因为你讲律法所以你没有爱心。
So some brothers may challenge me, Pastor Wong, because you always talk about the laws, therefore you do not have a heart of love.
其实我们不知道律法的精义是什么。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not understand the essence of the law,
律法中最大的诫命就是爱上帝。
The greatest commandment among all is to love God.
最大的诫命其实也是相反，就是爱人如己。
It's also love others as yourself.
律法本身就是爱的指南。
We know the law really sets the tone of how to love.
就是爱的保障。
It is also the guarantees of love.
甚至律法表明是爱的牺牲，爱的奉献。
That even the laws manifest itself as sacrificial love.
我们因着爱上帝的缘故，愿意被十字架，愿意牺牲自己。
Because we love God, therefore we're willing to bear, we're willing to carry the cross and.And bear our sin.
我们因着彼此相爱的缘故
，because we love one another，
我们愿意牺牲我们的时间，牺牲我们的享受，放弃我们的闲情私欲，来保持我们爱的纯洁和忠诚。
We're willing to sacrifice our time and our lust and desires to keep our love pure.
所以越是讲爱的人往往是没有爱。
So we actually know quite often when people emphasize love, they're actually the people without love.
只有邪情私欲。
They only have their desire and the lust based on flesh.
我们越是讲神的律法和诫命。
Now, the more we talk about God's laws and commandments,
我们越是有圣洁之爱。
We tend to have a pure and genuine love.
有公义之爱。
The love of justice.
有牺牲之爱。
Sacrificial love.
有一生一世不离不弃的爱。
And the unabandoning love.
甚至圣经讲到，没有任何受造之物可以使我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
It's even the Bible actually teaches about it, nothing can separate us from the love of God.
这爱是在我们的救主耶稣基督里所赐给我们。
And it's blessed, bestowed upon us from Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们越是寻求爱。
Brothers and sisters, the more we seek love,
越是要回到耶稣基督。
The more we want to turn to him.
因为耶稣基督本身就是上帝之爱的化身。
Because Jesus Christ himself is really the emblem of God's love.
因为上帝的大爱就是在耶稣基督里丰丰富富的赐下。
And God's great love is blessed through Jesus Christ.
我们如何彼此相爱呢？
How do we love one another?
只有当我们学习基督的教训，效法基督的榜样的时候，我们才能够真正的彼此相爱。
We can only love each other through emulate Jesus Christ.
所以当我们讲到圣约与感恩的时候，
So now when we talk about a gratitude and a covenant,
我要我们最终用一节经文来结束。
I'd like to end this with one scripture.
在腓立比书第三章第八节。
So in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So the Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 it says, For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness of God, from God.
我们得到了基督就是得到了一切。
When you have Christ, you have everything.
上帝的一切智慧、知识、丰盛、慈爱都在基督里面藏着。
And all the abundance, the wisdom of God is revealed to us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们怎么爱耶稣呢？
But brothers, how do we love Jesus?
我们怎么过一个感恩的生活呢？
How do we live a life of thanksgiving?
耶稣基督亲自教导我们。
And Jesus Christ instructed us.
让我们常常记住，常常默想。
That we should always meditate on these.
爱我，守我诫命的。
And love me and obey my commandments.
如果你没爱我，就守我的主般命令。
If you love me, obey my commandments.
我就常与你们同在。
And I will be you always.
为要我们常常享受基督的同在。
Brothers and sisters, let's enjoy Christ being with us.
为要我们常常真正的爱耶稣基督。
Let's truly love him, Jesus Christ.
感谢主。
We thank God.
今天我们的分享就到这里。
That's my sharing today.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.